981 2NM. It's time to catch up with General Manager of Muswellbrook Shire Council, Fiona Plessman. Fiona, how are you doing?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
Very well, thank you very much. Now, a lot of people interested around the Muswellbrook area to know what's going on with the services, with the lockdown, with everything that's happening. Are they continuing? Are there any changes?
There's a few changes. There has to be because we've got to comply with the health order. Commercial waste and curbside collections, they're continuing as usual. The waste facility, if you have waste that you want to drop off personally, you'll need to make a booking between 8 a.m. and 3 p.m. And you need to phone 6549 3852. 6549 3852 between 8 and 3 to make a booking.
There's a few people from outlying areas. They rely on having to bring their waste in, so it's really important
for those guys. Very important for them.
Yeah.
So just for those people, please remember that payments by FPOS, and you do need to QR code to check in. And Denman Transfer Station is closed, and at the Muswellbrook Waste Facility, the reuse shop and the commercial recycling centre, they're closed as well. But good news is the bulky waste collection, it's due to start on the 30th of August.
That's great timing.
Not far off, so you can just put it all out there on the street, look at the website for guidance.
And do it closer to the date, don't start right now, because it's not right up until the end of the month that it actually starts to kick in.
Yeah, please don't start now.
It's not a great look, is it? And no. Having spoken to Rod Scholes a couple of times, he made the point that if you've got something like a refrigerator, take the door off, because otherwise kids, being inquisitive as they are, might get themselves trapped in there.
Yeah, good point. Mm. And the other thing I'd let people know is that for quite some time now, since COVID emerged last year, Muswellbrook Shire has been testing our sewerage for COVID. So we've got that covered with every week. We test it weekly, and it's a big zero at the moment. So that's good.
Fantastic. Well, I'm sure you'll hear it here first if there's any change to that.
Yes, absolutely. So parks crews are out there keeping the parks and walkways nice and tidy for people who want to recreate, get some fresh air. We will, from next week, still continue with our scheduled works to replace all the soft fall in the playgrounds.
That's the
around
red,
the area.
Is it red? Is it the stuff that's on the ground so the kids basically bounce if they fall
it's
over?
It's always a good idea for them to bounce.
Much better than the asphalt that you and I used to have to put up with years ago.
Absolutely. Construction on all council sites has been scaled right back, all in line with the health safety order.
Yep.
Look, it's unfortunate that the libraries and art gallery are closed to the public. Administration staff are still available in those services, community services, and we are looking to set up, if the lockdown continues, which we should know very shortly, to set up a home delivery for library services as we did last year during the lockdown.
That information will be available on the website for the council?
Absolutely, it will be. And I'm happy to come back in and provide an update.
Excellent. And also the Muswellbrook Shire Council Facebook page is also a wealth of information. There's always plenty of updates there as well.
We're updating that daily.
Yeah. Well, things are changing daily, aren't they?
They are.
Yeah. Fiona Plessman, thank you very much for coming in to have a chat. We really appreciate your time.
You're very welcome.